Thank you, Vice Chair. So I'm taking the floor to exercise the right to reply to the statement made by the Russian Federation. So we are deeply concerned over the continuous disinformation campaign of the Russian Federation regarding the functioning of Richard Lugar Center, aiming at diminishing the role of successful institution, contributing to the security of Georgia and throughout the entire region. The Georgia's relevant agencies have repeatedly commented on the details of the status and functioning of the Richard Lugar Public Health Research Center. However, Russia's constant provocations have forced us to address the issue again, since we see the urgent need to attract the attention of the international community to the Russia's fabrications and rude attempt to diminish the role of successful institutions contributing to the security of Georgia and throughout the entire region. The Richard Lugar Public Center functions as an integral laboratory unit of the National Center for Disease Control of Public Health. The facility was launched in 2013 and represents the highest level institution of the laboratory network of disease epidemiological surveillance. The Richard Lugar Center, along with the equipment, were fully transmitted to the ownership of the government of Georgia since 2018, and the Lugar Center, along with the laboratory network, have been fully financed by the government of Georgia. Structurally, the Lugar Center is a subdivision of the Center of Disease Control and part of the Georgian healthcare system. Any research of activity at the facility of the center are carried out by the relevant experts, exceptionally under the coordination and management of the competent Georgian agencies. The American partners have no role in setting the task for the center. Moreover, they don't possess the possibility to conduct an independent research. The above-mentioned disinformation is of particular concern in the context of activity of the center. Center is widely recognized as one of the vital factors in successful struggle of the government of Georgia against the coronavirus pandemic, and functioning of the center is highly appreciated by the Georgian society along with international community. Within the seventh review conference of the Convention of the Prohibition of Biological Weapons, the member states have developed a mechanism for transparency and confidence building peer review exercise, which appears to be the instrument for transparency. Within such mechanisms, and in order to ensure the transparency of the Richard Lugar Center, Georgia hosted an international peer exercise at the facilities of the center in 2018. The above-mentioned event was organized jointly by the Georgian and German sites and security and bio experts from up to 20 countries were able to participate in this peer exercise. It is worth to mention that the invitation to participate has been also extended to the Russian experts. However, strict refusal of their participation has been received. This very fact clearly proves the lack of the interest of Russia to get the factual information about the laboratory. On December 7th of the same year, the meeting of the member states of the Biological Weapons Convention took place at the UN Geneva office, where the report of the functioning of the Lugar Center, drafted by international experts, gained a full approval and support. A report proves that the Richard Lugar Center is an open institution which fully complies with the provisions of the obligation of the Biological and Toxic Weapons Convention and completely meets international standards for biosafety and biosecurity. In addition, in 2020, Georgia once again officially confirmed its goodwill and readiness to host a visit of multinational team of experts to the Richard Lugar Center for Public Research and Georgia within the BWC. Thank you for your attention.
I thank the distinguished delegates of